You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Something odd is going on at Brown University.
Yeah, there is.
Something very odd is going on. There's a reporter yesterday, and after he asked his question, they immediately shut the press conference down right after. His name is Ray, and he is a radio personality from the Latino public radio station there. And he was talking about the sources that he has, the detectives that he knows, and what they're telling him about why there were no cameras at certain access points and exit points to the building. And he was saying it's because of Sanctuary City policies. They took some of the, not all the cameras on campus, obviously there were 1,200 of them, but certain cameras down to comply with Sanctuary City policies. And also so that, you know, like illegal immigrants, a lot of whom go, I guess, apparently to Brown, couldn't be filmed. And folks online have augmented that because the ACLU and 32 liberal groups earlier this year sent out letters demanding universities take down cameras in certain places because Trump and Marco Rubio were, you know, going after students, Palestinian students, pro-Intifada students, pro-Jewish execution students, anti-Israel students who remember doing those violent, very violent riots and protests. And Brown University was a big target of Trump's. In fact, hit him with a $50 million fine for civil rights violations. And so that's why after that, they were saying, hey, take the cameras down so that these violent protests can't be documented anymore. So they weren't going to end the violent protests. They just didn't want them documented anymore. So you have that going on as well. Here's Ray, the personality from Latino Public Radio, on what his detective sources are telling him about why some of those cameras were taken down.
The camera in that building that Brown put up because the Sanctuary City law that we have, you don't want to record illegal immigrants and you don't want to provide the footage to the FBI or immigration authority. One camera in that building, it come out from your detectives, they are a friend of mine, they're angry at this investigation that these people in Brown University put the camera up, they can identify that person. You imagine how the family want to go through? Tell the truth to the media here.
We heard from both the Brown police chief and the provost at Brown who have shared that they have been fully cooperative and shared been forthcoming with all data and evidence that they have. The City of Providence's experience is the same, which is that Brown has been entirely cooperative and collaborative and fully sharing with us. We will be back here tomorrow once again if you are not on the press
and
list.
And he immediately shuts it down. Okay, so he's addressing two things there. Number one, he's accusing him, and his accent's very heavy, so he's hard to understand. He's accusing them of taking down the cameras in the first place, like before the shooting ever happened, and that created the environment for the shooting. And then he's also saying that they're not fully cooperating because of what might be on those cameras. I don't know if that's true. But it was interesting yesterday that they shut this down immediately afterward. Here's what he said. And I know I'm just going to read it from there, Lee, because it's hard to understand what he's saying. But he's the radio reporter. He said, "You don't want to record illegal immigrants and you don't want to provide footage to the FBI or immigration. One camera. They come from your detectives." In other words, he's saying your detectives told me this. "They are angry that this investigation, that these people at Brown University pulled the camera off." He's talking about before the shooting. And you can't identify the person. "You imagine how the families, want to go through." He means like the families going through this. And Providence Mayor Brett Smiley immediately ended the presser. I dug deep on this because it's all over X. Everybody's buzzing about it. And the fact is that the exit, the egress there, and Fox News did the report yesterday, there are no cameras there. And weirdly, the shooter, or maybe shooters, because we're now finding there's a second person of interest this morning, seem to know where there would and would not be cameras and where you could exit. Anyway, Providence Mayor Brett Smiley immediately ended the presser as the radio host continued to accuse Brown University of taking the cameras down to shield illegals and thus, creating that sort of camera-free situation. So there's two accusations by this reporter here. It's going to be very interesting to see if this is true. Number one, they took them down in the beginning to shield activists on campus, which was formally requested by these 32 liberal groups. Because one of the things that really hurt the left was these violent activists. They're harassing Jews. They're spitting. They're shoving people. And all of that was captured. And Trump was able to effectively say, "Hey, wait, these are civil rights violations. You can't do this. We're going to take your funding." And so their solution was, "We want to do this. Let's take the cameras down." So that's the first accusation. The second accusation is that they did it to impede ICE. Generally, and that's why there were no cameras there. This is, it basically would have been the spot where the school building met, the city through the back. You can see the buildings behind it are not school buildings. So at least part of it. So that's what he's saying. And then he's saying that he's also saying the second accusation is that they did not properly cooperate with the FBI and with the police. So we'll see if that's true.
Well, this is another example of Democrat progressive secularist policies always seem to benefit certain minority groups that they want to be able to get away with breaking the law.
Yep.
And they do not care about the consequences of the people who are either injured or killed by the consequences of these policies.
No, they don't. They don't. And I just find that interesting because that's a local reporter and because that is formally at the press conference, they shut it down right after. We'll see if he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And here's the other interesting part of that, too. When you look at the background here, Brown has a lot of students who are here on visas, in particular Palestinian students. They have had multiple students and professors who've had visas yanked because they went back to their home countries and participated in pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas marches, demonstrations, or they've been found to have links to terror. So you would understand why they might want to take certain cameras down. Also, weirdly, this is going on. We now have officials from the school, and I don't know what any of this means, y'all. It'll all add up to something and we'll figure it out. But I'm just going to tell you what I know. They have been answering media inquiries saying, "Look, we took down some of the web pages of certain staff, TAs, assistant professors who are pro-Palestinian activists and have a Palestinian background, some of whom are on these visas," because they said, this was after the shooting, but because they said they didn't want them to be doxxed, and this has caused a lot of buzz because these websites have disappeared. Jesse Waters referenced this, and their website saying, hey, this is the teacher, the assistant professor for this, you know, particular, and he's from Palestine, blah, blah, blah. Okay. We've seen harmful doxing activity directed toward at least one member of the Brown University community. This is their official statement. It's important to make clear that targeting individuals could do irrevocable harm, accusations, speculation, conspiracies we're seeing on social media and in some news reports are irresponsible, harmful, and in some cases dangerous for the safety of individuals in our community. So they're saying they ran around taking down, you know, basically web pages of faculty members and employees who are Palestinian or who are here from Middle Eastern countries on visas to protect them, they're saying. That's why they did that. But it's caused a lot of speculation online.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a strange thing to be doing.
Yes,
but,
and saying.
One of the guys was a Free Palestine activist in addition to, you know, having a job with the university in a teaching capacity. Now, if you really want to understand what's going on here, I actually meant to do this story last week because it's just so good. This is the kind of stuff Trump should have worked this into his speech last night that they're doing that you're like, wow, he did that? You know how he and Rubio promised they were going to go through these visas, which have really – student visas because there was very little vetting under the Biden administration. It's become a jihadi pipeline into the country where you're getting all these people that have very close affiliations to Hamas and into terror groups, into Hezbollah, and they're just – like a conga line coming into our universities with very little checking, right? Do you realize they suspended, after background checks into these people, 80,000 visas?
Wow.
I didn't even know that. I saw it on X. I was like, what the heck? You guys need to take better, you know, like credit for this stuff. 80,000 visas pulled. A lot of them in the student visa pipeline, not all of them, though. They've been going through a lot of these activists who took part in these violent anti-Semitic protests, but who also weren't students, some of them as well. They were leaders of these groups. 80,000 visas yanked. They're gone. So that's in addition to the 2.2 million deported illegal immigrants. So this is why, Lee, the ACLU and the 32 liberal groups turned around and said, take the camera. They sent a letter out to over 30 campuses saying, hey, take your cameras down. You know, we want to make sure that these protests can't be recorded. In other words, we want to beat Jews in peace. We'd like to spit on Jewish professors in peace. We don't want their, because that's what they were doing. That's what really got them is Trump had all of his documented evidence. I guess they forget people have this thing called the cell phone and it like records video. But it cost Brown $50 million. So that's what's out there this morning. We'll see what pans out. But did you see this? Did you see they're now looking for another person of interest associated with the second person of interest in the Brown University shooting? They're trying to find that person this morning. On day five, by the way, where they finally got new video camera footage. Video camera footage they did not try to collect, Lee, as Jesse Waters reported on Fox News, for 4 full days. Unbelievable.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Folks, this goes to show what I've been saying. It's not good enough for the left that Charlie Kirk is dead. It's not good enough. They want him totally canceled and erased. They loved the era of cancellation and erasure, where if you didn't agree with them, you simply ceased to exist. You were removed from your job. They want to return to that. Most especially, they want to erase Charlie Kirk. This is one of the most hateful things. I don't know if you've seen this video. The sweetest elderly Target employee. And as the liberal lunatic, this is in Northern California, right? So what do you expect? As the liberal lunatic asks her, "Are you effing stupid for wearing a red Charlie Kirk shirt?" Folks, it doesn't say Charlie Kirk. It doesn't have his picture on it. It just has the word freedom. It's the shirt he was wearing when he was shot. He was wearing a white version of it. She had a red version on because, according to punk company policy, she's got to wear a red shirt, but it can, you know, it can have a slogan on it. There was no political slogan. It just said freedom. Now, the word freedom drives the left insane. They want to crush that in this country. They want to tell you what to do because they know best. And that's what she, Michaela Ponce, was doing. She asked this elderly woman, "Are you effing stupid?" Called her an effing racist. Told her she was going to the management, asked, "Why are you wearing that shirt?" A shirt that says freedom? And that's it? She was driven near insane seeing it. It's not good enough that Charlie Kirk was murdered for these people. It's just not good enough. Here's a sample of it. It went on for a minute and a half. And this old woman, she's very elderly. You could tell she's just, you know, just piddling along. And the meaner Michaela Ponce got, the kinder she got, the more patient she got. I just, take a listen.
"Why?
They let you wear that shirt here?"
"Yes."
"Why?
Why are you taking my picture?"
"Why are you wearing that shirt? You're working. It's not a Target
shirt. It's a red
shirt.
I can wear any red shirt.
It's not a plain shirt.
It doesn't have to be.
It's a Charlie Kirk shirt."
"Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Are you f***ing stupid?"
"No."
"Why the f*** would you wear that? You're at work at Target. That's not a Target shirt."
"Are you effing stupid? Why the blank would you wear that? You're at work at Target." See, it's not good enough that he's dead. Not good enough. Well, it turns out she's right. She was in compliance with company policy. Ponce posted the video online trying to get her fired for wearing a shirt with the word freedom on it. Again, which Charlie Kirk happened to be wearing the day he was killed. In the video, Ponce went on to call the sweet little old lady a piece of blank and threatened to report her to the upper management. And then she posted it online. Soon after, her employer, Enloe Health, caught wind of the incident because half the internet had called there when they figured out who she was. She's a medical assistant employed in an outpatient clinic. They apologized on her behalf, said her behavior was abhorrent and deeply concerning to our caregivers, our organizations, and our community. Quote, the Target employee who was verbally accosted in this post deserves significant credit for handling the situation in a calm and collected manner. And Low Health said in a statement. This is how things are in the internet era. But here's the best part. Somebody started a GoFundMe account to retire this poor woman. Guess how much money's in it as of this morning? Over $200,000 just for her to retire. Just as a way for people to say, you know what? We reject your hate. We don't need that. I mean, again, she's just wished no political slogan, just the word freedom. I'm telling you, put that word freedom in front of the left to go darn near insane. Because what does it mean? They can't tell you what to do. And they can't stay in a world where they can't tell you what to do. You put that together with the fact that it's Charlie's shirt and they'll go bonkers. By the way, Washington Post doing a story on Tyler Robinson and his radicalization by the transgender left-wing boyfriend. You know what's really interesting? They did interviews with the people who watched the transition of Tyler Robinson from being kind of, you know, not really into politics, paying attention to it much, to being a radical left-wing pro-transgender individual. And you know what's interesting? Most of the people that they interviewed who watched this transition were friends. And the friends came over to play a game that they were all playing. A demonic game with demonic characters. You should see the box the game comes in. I'm not going to say the name of it. I'm not going to publicize it. You can look it up. It's in the Post. They were apparently obsessed with playing this game. As he, I guess, fell in love with his transgender roommate who was transitioning. At one point, according to the Washington Post, somebody came over and made a comment, I think, about girls playing in sports, not realizing the situation, and the roommate just lost it. Started screaming and crying and that kind of thing. But I just think it's interesting, the juxtaposition there. That when the UK Daily Mail went and interviewed the family members of the boyfriend, the transgender boyfriend, the family members of the transgender boyfriend used the term demonic to describe him. Also used the term evil to describe him. And now we find, what are they spending their free time doing with friends and folks who are coming over there playing a demonically themed game with demonic characters? By the way, a game that's been controversial since the 1990s. They had taken the demonically themed characters out of it for a while because it was such a big deal, but they had gradually in recent years introduced them back in and different versions and themes of the characters. Folks, that stuff matters. It does. You put that stuff in your life and things will begin to go badly, badly, badly awry. Stay away from it. Anyway, I thought it was really interesting. It was kind of an aside in the Washington Post, but that's what Tyler Robinson was surrounding himself in the weeks leading up to the shooting of Charlie Kirk, who ironically, in his messaging, we don't, you know, there's no perfect people. None of us are perfect, but in his messaging was the opposite of that. Talked about God and good, being faithful. And he was cut down for it. We'll get into that more coming up on the show. Right now, Trump was supposed to be spending the rest of his life in prison, and the Democrats were supposed to be well on their way to decimating the auto industry. But that didn't happen, did it? Thank God for that. Did you see what just happened? Ford's EV sales for the month of November plunged 61%. After the $7,500 federal tax credit expired. Why? It's not demand for this. This idea that government's going to subsidize your health insurance and your car and a lot of other things you don't want to buy. Or at least you don't want to buy the way they want them made. Thank God Donald Trump won. I mean, this is an absolute bloodbath for fully electric vehicles. Now, people still like hybrids. Hybrid sales have climbed 13.6% in November. So, you know, that's good. There's a future for that. And that's fine. If you want a hybrid, great, buy it. If you want an EV, buy one. I don't care. But not with the government paying you to do it. Listen to this. I mean, this is a bloodbath. Mustang Mach-E sales slid 49% in November. The F-150 Lightning fell 72%, and the E-Transit van dropped 82%. The Ford Model E, the automaker's EV division, posted, get this, $1.4 billion in losses in the third quarter. Even with the federal subsidy, $7,500, they can't make a profit. I guess we're just going to keep printing money and Democrats are going to, yeah. Do you remember when 1,200 dealerships wrote a letter to Joe Biden and said, listen, we can't, like, what do you want us to do? You know, grab a gun and put it at the head of passerbys and say, hey, you will come in and buy this EV. They said, we can't sell them. Even with the federal tax credit, there's no interest in this. Not at the level you want it. And what was the level they were? Remember the EV mandate? 50%. 5-0, we're going to be fully electric by 3032 or else. Remember how bad this was? And if you wanted to make gas-powered vehicles, combustion engines, you were going to have to pay credits to automakers making EVs. In other words, you're going to have to pay your competition for the right to make what your customers wanted. It was going to drive the price of a combustion. They were doing this through tailpipe emissions too. But anyway, it was going to drive the price of combustion engine vehicles, like just sky high to where the average middle class family couldn't afford one. And they still have them out there in the Hamptons where Obama is, but not for you. Now we're going in the opposite direction. And we're seeing these cars can't make it. Not fully electric cars. By the way, this is how bad it was going to be. They're fines, basically. That's communism right there. Oh, you won't make the EV we want? Well, then you're going to pay the guy who makes the combustion engine down the street. You're going to pay him money. Do you realize fully 70% of vehicles sold under that scenario by 3032 would have had to have either been 50% of our vehicles would have been fully EV and the rest some form of hybrid for a total of 70%? Do you want that? I don't want that. I'm never buying one of those cars. It's like I have no use for it. If you want it, awesome. I think that's great. And folks, you know what the lie was? What the big pretend was? This is the stupidest part of all. All these cars are pretend. Look at me. I'm driving an electrical vehicle. I'm so clean. Where did the electricity come from? Oh, the socket over there. Oh, yeah, it's very clean. See it come out of the socket? It's very clean. Doesn't even have an odor. It's not carbon-based. Oh, cool. Well, what about the inputs, though, into that electricity that comes out of the socket? Is that carbon-based? Well, yeah. Okay, so what you're actually paying for is to just not see the carbon or smell it like you would with the gas. Well, yeah. In other words, a big pretend. Yeah. Big pretend. Folks, this would be like, this is what I use as the example. This would be like if I came in and told Lee, you know, I think killing animals is wrong and I'm not going to kill, animals anymore for meat. I'm going vegetarian. No, I'm not going to have meat. And then Lee comes by the next day and says, are you eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich? Isn't that chicken? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, didn't you go vegetarian? And I didn't kill it. Somebody else did. But it's just as dead. That's the same concept. Well, I didn't see the carbon go into my car. I saw the electricity go into my car from the plug. So I'm green. No, you're not. The carbon input was just at another different part of, you know, of the line. Natural gas. Some coal. Now, what they're paying for is to not see the carbon go in so they could feel superior. It's big pretend. And folks, Elon Musk told us, and he would know, in order for everyone to do that, to get to that 70% that we were going to be at by 3032, we're going to have rolling blackouts, which I think was the goal. They want to make us Venezuela, which you, by the way, cannot see from satellites at night. It's like a big blank, right? Because he said, look, if we're going to go hit that 70% target of Joe Biden's, Elon Musk said this, we're going to have to increase the energy flowing through the grid 2.5 times what it is now. And Democrats, instead, we're taking it offline. reducing the amount of coal power by 80% from the time Barack Obama took office. Why were they doing this? They're stupid. Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah. But I think they really wanted to get back to where they started with Jimmy Carter, where you would only be able to drive certain days a week because there was not enough energy to put in your car, and that would allow them to really crack down on your movement. If you can go get gasoline, you can put it in your car, you can control your movements. If you have to rely on the grid, they can control your movements. They can limit the amount of electricity that you put in your house. They can use smart meters and say, oh, well, you know what? That's too much. You can't drive that much. I'm sorry. No, you're only driving on Tuesday and Thursday. You'll be taking the bus the rest of the time. They could do all of that. So they could recreate COVID, the lockdowns and being stuck in your house. They could begin to dictate people working from home. Total power. It was COVID again, but without the mask. They almost got there, folks. But no. By the way, trying to reach the scheme, Ford posted a $1.4 billion loss last year. No, just in the third quarter. This is just to see EVs. Bringing the year-to-date losses to $3.6 billion with $3 billion of the losses tied to current EVs like the Mach-E and the Lightning. Holy cow. And again, look, if you want to buy one of these cars, fantastic. People do. I mean, again, we've had a pretty nice uptick in sales of hybrids. Great. Fantastic. But the government shouldn't tell you what to do. And folks, this is obviously not about electricity. Because again, there's carbon input. It's just you don't see it at the, you know, the plug, at the plug-in point. This is about controlling us. This is about taking us back again to where Jimmy Carter had us, in gas lines and not being able to drive but certain days a week. And we didn't go there. We didn't go there. We didn't go there because an assassin's bullet missed by less than an inch. We didn't go there. Several bullets, actually, three. We didn't go there because through a series of almost supernatural instances of good luck, Donald Trump's court cases got overturned. He's not in prison. He's in the Oval Office. And you can thank God for that. Donald Trump's been doing an amazing job for this country, but he kind of fell down on the job in one way. He's been working like a man possessed, but he forgot to tell us what he was doing. That began to show up in the polling. So last night he began correcting that. It was a heck of a speech.
This historic trend will continue. Already, I've secured a record-breaking $18 trillion of investment into the United States, which means jobs, wage increases, growth, factory openings, and far greater national security. Much of this success has been accomplished by tariffs, my favorite word, tariffs, which for many decades have been used successfully by other countries against us, but not anymore. Companies know that if they build in America, there are no tariffs, and that's why they're coming home to the USA in record numbers. They're building factories and plants at levels we haven't seen, AI, automobiles, we're doing what nobody thought was even possible, not even remotely possible. There has never, frankly, been anything like it.
Trump talking about what's coming next year, including the largest ever tax cuts. And some stuff I didn't even know was in the big, beautiful bill. And how the country's going to roar. We'll have more of that coming up.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.